Easter Sunday in the Holy Land has been celebrated by a diminished flock of local Christians and only a handful of pilgrims from abroad. Nearly 3 years of violence has driven out many locals, and few tourists are now venturing to the area. The dwindling band of Christians who still live in what to them is the Holy Land seems to be heading toward extinction. A Christian foundation has been created to try to stem the exodus and has issued an international appeal for help. The president is Brian Bush, an American who is married into the local community and now lives in the old city of Jerusalem.
We're concerned with the plight of the local Christian families here in the Holy Land because what we've observed over the years is that there's been a great marginalization of Christians and their opportunities here. We're basically at about 160,000 Christians, and that's 160,000 in a sea of 5 million Jews and 3 million Muslims.
Presenting his annual Easter message at a news conference in Jerusalem last week, the Latin patriarch, Michel Sabah, raised similar concerns. He said the problem is especially acute among Christian Palestinians in the West Bank.
We are saying that 2,000 have left, but even the 2,000, I think, is a big number. We are the 2%. We are around 50,000 Christians in all the Palestinian territories.
And while many local Christians are fleeing the region, few of their counterparts abroad have been traveling to Jerusalem since the start of the Israeli-Palestinian clashes in September 2000. As a result, there have been no crowds at this year's Easter services in the Church of the Holy Sepulchre, a site in Jerusalem most closely associated with Jesus' death. The Holy Sepulchre is located in the Old City and is regarded by most scholars as the place where Jesus was crucified, laid to rest, and rose from the dead. Before the troubles began, Easter brought so many tourists to Jerusalem that many had to be turned away from the crowded site. This year, the few visitors to Jerusalem found they could walk right into the ornate interior of the church. Mr. Bush fears that in future years, there may not be enough local Christians left to even maintain the shrines.
We are concerned about the holy sites themselves. The holy sites cannot exist in isolation. They need a living, breathing community to validate them. And God forbid, in 20 years' time, if there's no Christian community here, what's going to become of these places which are memorializing the life of Christ?
Father Jerome Murphy O'Connor, a scholar and Roman Catholic priest at the École Biblique in Jerusalem, agrees that while the sacred areas might still survive, the support of a strong local Christian community is still important.
If the local Christians leave, of course, then the holy places will be of interest to scholars, to pilgrims, but they will be, in fact, museums, and people like me will be, foreigners will be the curators. None of these churches have vital communities.
Mr. Bush says this trend should not be allowed to continue. He says the Christian world should work toward encouraging the local community to strengthen its roots in the Holy Land. He says that what is needed is prayer and gifts towards educational scholarships for students, job training programs for adults, and housing for families. Mr. Bush says such measures could help Christians to stay in the area and prevent the Holy Land from losing what he calls a vital part of its mosaic. Ross Dunn for VOA News,